What was their prayer like? How did that very primitive early community worship God? And in the first two chapters of St. Luke's Gospel, we are given an example of the prayer of the first generation church. There are four songs, four hymns that are found in those first two chapters. Songs and hymns that are incorporated in the story by Luke, but songs and hymns that were used in worship by those people who lived and who worshiped just those few years after the death and resurrection of the Lord. The first of those prayers or those hymns is found in the story of John the Baptist, and it is the hymn of his father Zechariah at the time of the naming of John, when John is given his name. The second of those hymns is the hymn that makes up the gospel reading today, the hymn that Luke puts in the mouth of Mary as she is praising God at the time of her visit to her cousin Elizabeth. The third hymn is the hymn that is found in the Christmas story in the dark of night as the angels announce good tidings of great joy to shepherds in the field. And the fourth hymn, or the fourth prayer of the early church, is found in that story of Jesus being brought to the temple and the prophet Simeon praising God when he had seen the child come into the temple. Those four hymns are the earliest prayer that we have recorded from that infant church. And so it's instructive in that prayer to realize how the church prayed and what the attitude was. And I would suggest that just taking two things from the gospel reading today, two things from that prayer. My entire existence proclaims the glory of God. That's the way that prayer begins, that hymn begins. A deep recognition that human beings are revelations of God. We talk about the dignity of human beings, we talk about the dignity of human life. From the very first moment of Christian faith, there was a profound conviction that every human life is a proclamation, is an announcement of the glory of God. The second thing is, my spirit rejoices in God because he has done great things for me. The second thing is, in that very early sense of the faith, men and women recognized that their posture before God was to be a posture of gratitude and thanksgiving. My spirit glorifies the Lord because of the wonderful gifts, the marvelous things God has done for me. So what those early Christians realized was, A, that they were walking, talking, breathing revelations of God, and number two, that they were profoundly and deeply blessed, and that the only appropriate answer for that, or response to that, was to give thanks and to give glory to God. Well, that is precisely the hallmark of what it is 2,000 years later. Be a believer. that is exactly the hallmark of what it is to be a disciple of the Lord. And the church puts these words in Mary's mouth because she, more than anyone else, is the example of what it is to believe, the example of what it is to follow Christ, the example of what it is to be a disciple. So it's in that spirit that you and I are invited now to turn to the Lord our God and to pray.